This is Rob Orem. Thanks for listening to my podcast. The next episode will start in just a moment. But before it does, I'd like to ask you for a favor. Actually, two favors. If you're finding my podcast to be helpful to you, it would be really helpful to me if you would click on the follow or subscribe button. There's no cost involved at all, but that would just help boost my listenership. Also, if you'd be willing to just take a minute and write a brief review, that would be really helpful to me as well. Thanks for considering doing that. And now, on to today's episode. Well, welcome back. Thanks for listening. Today, I want to talk about fear. And I realize fear isn't something that we tend to talk about a lot. Most of us probably aren't really comfortable discussing it. It's not a popular topic. But I think it's important to talk about this because I believe that we all have our fears. In fact, if you're listening right now and you're thinking, I don't really have that many things that I'm afraid of, I want to challenge you on that. Let me just explain this to you. A lot of times when we feel worry or anxiety or stress, if we take time to dig down on those feelings, we're going to discover that underlying those feelings is a feeling of fear. And so understanding that helps us realize that fear does really affect us more than we might realize. Now, I gotta say, there are legitimate times when we should be afraid, when we're in actual physical or emotional danger. Of course, we should be afraid. But most of the time, most of our fears are unnecessary and really unhelpful. In fact, a lot of the time, our fears make things worse. And again, I want to say that I believe our fears impact our lives more than we realize they do. Let me just give you some quick examples of how this is true, how fear can impact our lives. Fear might keep you from applying for a job or a promotion. Fear could keep you from pursuing a relationship. Fear can keep us from trying new things, having new experiences, like taking that class or going on that vacation. Fear can keep you from making that phone call or asking that question or having that conversation. Fear can cause you to try to control everything. Fear can keep you from being honest. Fear can keep you from being yourself. And you know, fear can affect you physically, causing you stress, zapping your energy, causing you to feel anxious, causing you to experience panic, causing you to lose sleep, giving you indigestion or ulcers. Fear can also keep you from experiencing all that God has for you. Like maybe going on that missions trip, or making that donation, or volunteering for that service. Fear can keep you from trusting people, or even trusting God. Fear can cause you to be selfish, self-centered, unkind, unloving, critical, unaccepting. Fear can keep you from learning. Fear can keep you from growing. Fear can keep you from changing. So can you see how your fears might be affecting you in your life? Do you recognize some of those things I just mentioned? So fear is actually a bigger part of our lives than I think most of us realize. And we all try to cope with our fears or manage them or conquer them in different ways. And most of the ways that we try to do that are unhealthy and they don't work. Let me give you some examples of that. Denial. Just simply denying that you are afraid. I'm not afraid. Well, even if you deny your feelings, they're still affecting you, okay? Whether you acknowledge them or admit them or not. Just denying your feelings of fear is not a healthy way to cope with them. Another way some of us try to cope or manage our fears is just with avoiding them. We stay really busy. We stay distracted with other parts of our lives. We just don't want to look at or acknowledge them. That's not healthy either. They're still there. And along with that, sometimes we try to escape our feelings through alcohol, drugs, sex, any kind of pleasure, spending, sometimes even with good things. We're trying to escape feeling our feelings. And you know what? You might be able to escape your fears for a while. But when you come down from whatever you've done to escape, they're still going to be with you. Another way we try to cope with our feelings of fear is just being self-reliant. I can handle this. I can do this. I can handle these feelings of fear. You know, you might be able to suck it up or horsepower it or push through your fears for a while. But in the long run, if you don't deal with them in a healthy way, they're going to wear you down. They're going to make you sick. And you may even have some long-lasting consequences. Another way we try to, in an unhealthy way, deal with our fears is by internalizing them, just kind of shoving them down or putting them in a box inside. And you know, simply trying to ignore your fears like that, that's not going to work either. They're still there. And if you don't address them, eventually they're going to come out. They're going to come leaking out, and a lot of times in unhealthy, unpleasant ways. And the last way I'll just mention, there may be more, that sometimes we can, in an unhealthy way, try to manage our feelings of fear is by trying to control things, try to control life, try to control people and events and circumstances. We just try to control everything so the things we're afraid of won't happen, but that is exhausting. How much energy does it take trying to control life? And you know what? The reality is you can't do it anyway. It doesn't work. So those are some ways in which we, in our own ability and effort, try to deal with and cope with and manage our feelings of fear. So the question is, Rob, how can we cope with them in a healthy way? Or maybe even better asked, how can God help me to deal with my fears appropriately? That's the question. That's the question I want to answer today. And before I answer that, first of all, I just want to say this. Don't condemn yourself for feeling afraid. I'm afraid, ironically, that some of you do that. You feel like as a Christian, you shouldn't feel fear. Don't condemn yourself for those feelings. I believe Jesus himself felt fear. And remember, Jesus is fully human, but he's also the Son of God. He was perfect and he was sinless. But I believe in the Garden of Gethsemane, the night before he was going to be crucified, and he knew what was going to happen, and he was praying, and he asked his Father three times if there was any other way to accomplish what needed to be done. And Luke's gospel records that he prayed so hard that he sweat drops of blood. And he asked his friends to stay nearby and pray for him. I believe Jesus felt feelings of fear that night, along with a lot of other things, stress, anxiety, worry, all those things. So fear is not sin. How we respond to fear, well, that's a different story. But fear in and of itself is not sin. So first of all, I just want to encourage you, don't beat yourself up if you're feeling afraid of something. Another thing I want to say along those lines too, fear and faith are not mutually exclusive. You can exercise faith despite also feeling fear or in the midst of your feelings of fear. They're not mutually exclusive. And along those lines too, fear and peace are not mutually exclusive. You can actually trust God and experience a level of peace while at the same time also still wrestling with and fighting with feelings of fear. It doesn't have to be an either or. It can be a both and. And the last thing I want to say about this too is that fear and obedience are not mutually exclusive. You can still choose to obey God despite also being really afraid of something. Your obedience can carry you through your feelings of fear. So I said all of that to encourage you not to beat yourself up just because you're feeling afraid. Now, let me jump into this. Here are some practical steps I want to share with you that you can begin to implement in your life to help you overcome your fears, whatever they may be, large or small. And the first step, I've already kind of alluded to this, you have to acknowledge your feelings of fear. You have to stop avoiding your feelings, stop running away from them, stop pretending they're not there, and instead allow yourself to feel your feelings. And I realize this can be uncomfortable, but it's the healthiest response. Someone I know recently said something so simple, yet I think it's so profound. Feelings were made to be felt. God gave us feelings, and they are made to be felt. And again, oftentimes when we really take a look at some of our feelings of worry and anxiety and stress, underneath those is the big, ugly feeling of fear. But if we can take the time to identify exactly what that fear is, we can actually reduce or even eliminate all these other feelings of anxiety and worry and stress. Let me give you a quick example. Recently, I had opportunity to do a reading up in front of our church. And, you know, I've done this a lot before. It wasn't that I was necessarily afraid of doing this, but I still felt some anxiety. So I tried to figure out what I was anxious about. What's the fear? And I realized the fear was of making a big mistake, of mispronouncing a word or stumbling over my words or misreading a sentence or something. What's the fear of that? Well, then I'm afraid that people would think I looked stupid or think badly of me. And as I articulated and identified the fears, I realized, well, that's not really realistic, Rob. That's not going to happen. Even if you mess up, what's it going to matter? So my point is, if we take time to boil down and really look at our feelings, that can really reduce them, even take them away. But we have to be willing to acknowledge that we're afraid in the first place. So that's the first step. Start to be honest about how you're feeling and acknowledge your feelings of fear. And then step number two, once you realize how you're feeling, bring your feelings to God. Lord, I realize I'm really afraid right now. Here's what I'm afraid of. Here's what I'm worried about. Please help me. Ask him to help you. He's your loving Heavenly Father, and he's there, and he wants to help you with them. So acknowledge your feelings, and then immediately bring them to God. Don't fall into all these unhealthy ways of trying to cope or manage your feelings that I mentioned. Bring them to God, and ask him to help you. And the third thing that you need to do in conjunction with these first two steps, you need to be filling your mind with the truth. And again, we get our truth as Christians, as followers of Jesus, from the Bible, from God's Word. We need to fill our hearts and our minds with what God says about fear and about who He is and about His promises to us. For example, here's just two quick passages. This is Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. God says to you, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Let me read to you Psalm 34, verse 4. This is David writing, "I sought the Lord, and He answered me and delivered me from all my fears." So if you fill your heart and your mind with that kind of truth from the Word of God, that is going to help you cope and respond in a more healthy way to the fears that you're facing in your life. And God will help you through His Holy Spirit to remember these things when you need to remember them, and to believe them, and to apply them. Another step you can take in dealing with your fears in a healthy way is to share them with somebody else. I know we can talk to God, but a lot of times there's another whole layer of relief and comfort when we talk to somebody else about them. Somebody you can trust, somebody who can pray for you and encourage you, remind you of some of the things I just shared with you from the Word of God, keep you accountable. Talk to someone about your fears, whether it's a friend, a family member, maybe it's you need to be talking to somebody on a professional basis with your pastor or your counselor or therapist. Share your fears. Don't keep them inside all alone. And then the last thing which ties this all together, every time you feel feelings of fear, automatically bring them to God. Develop a habit of doing that every time. And it'll take time to do this. But once you develop the habit of acknowledging and recognizing your fears and bringing them to God, encountering those thoughts of fear with truth from God's Word and sharing them with other people who can pray for you and encourage you, when you do all of those steps, you're going to have a lot of victory over your fear. And your fears are not going to impact you nearly as much as maybe they have been. Now, I have to say one thing just in conclusion. There is one fear that we all should have. That's a healthy fear, a feeling of fear that God wants us to experience. Actually, there are two. Number one is what the Bible calls the fear of God. And it's not being afraid of Him in a scary way. It's more the biblical fear, which is awe and respect and honor and worship and obedience. That is what the Bible calls a fear of God. Why? Because He's our Creator, because He's holy, because He's all-knowing and all-powerful and ever-present, and He's ultimately our judge. So He deserves our awe and our respect and our honor and our worship and our obedience. That kind of fear is a good fear, a healthy fear. And in the midst of all that, we remember that He is also our loving Heavenly Father who's in control of everything. So that's one fear. And as I think about it, the second fear is fear of spending eternity apart from Him. That is a valid fear. If you're trying to live this life without God, you should be afraid. There's a lot to be afraid of. We weren't created to handle this life on our own, apart from Him. We need Him. God's made it really clear. If we reject Jesus, his son, in this life, we're going to experience the next one without him. And that is something to be afraid of. But if you've put your faith in Jesus Christ, in this life, you don't have to deal with your fears all alone, and you can actually look forward to eternity. And remembering that truth can help us cope with anything scary we face in this life. Thanks for listening. I want to invite you to visit my website at roborum.com. That's R-O-B-B, two B's, O-R-A-M.com. You can learn more about me and my counseling practice, and you can also reach out to me to schedule an appointment or a speaking engagement. And also, just a reminder, if you'd be willing to click on the follow or subscribe button and maybe write a brief review, that would be super helpful and appreciated. Thanks.